Well, I want to welcome everybody again to Saturday AM Live. This is Vance Rogers, your host, and today I have a special friend that, you know, Penny, I think we might have met face-to-face at one point in time, but I don't remember it. However, I feel like I've, over the last few weeks, gotten to know you pretty well over the phone, and I know you've been a huge blessing to the wellness consultants in Oregon because Penny was the guest speaker at our most recent Rhythm event. And Penny, first of all, I want to welcome you into the call.
Thank you.
And let's jump right into things. Penny, tell us about Penny Royce. You know, you don't have to go all the way back to, you know, how much you weighed when you were born. You know, let's not go that far back. But tell us a little bit about you and how Niken entered the picture.
Okay, well, I am trained to be a dental hygienist, and I've been doing that for so many years. I sound like I should be bronzing my instruments and hanging them on the wall. But I am blessed with a body that can still do this. And we have three other hygienists in our office that are all much younger than I am, and they are all having physical problems and just can't quite seem to get the picture. But I'm able to do hygiene. I've cut down to 2 days a week so that I can do Niken more.
Now, Penny, for those of us who don't know, when you say you have a body that allows you to continue doing this, I mean, I'm thinking as a dental hygienist, it doesn't seem like that stressful of a job. I mean, is the dental industry that stressful on the body?
It's huge. When you talk to massage therapists and physical therapists, they love dental people because of the positioning where you've got your arms raised, you're slightly leaning forward, you've got your head tipped, and you're trying to see in this little hole. And what I'm finding that's very interesting is when I first graduated from the University of Washington, I never saw older people because the only time they were in the dental office is when they were having their dentures realigned. Well, times have changed. Prevention hit dentistry much sooner than it hit medicine. And so with prevention, we have now older people that are keeping their teeth and people are staying alive longer. So a lot of them come in with physical problems. Some can't turn their necks. Some of them are all crunched up. So we do a lot of contorting. And so your upper body, your neck, shoulders get very, very tense, which can often result in headaches. And then also a lot of the tension transfers from our neck and shoulders down into our arms and hands.
Okay.
And hand problems are huge. And thumbs particularly, the gripping, the pressure that you put on them. So this is where we have two long days in our office and two short days, and I'm the only hygienist that can work the two long days back to back. But what I would find is by the end of the first or the second day, I would be getting a headache, not from my head, but from the tension in my neck and shoulders.
Okay.
But with the necklace, that's gone.
Okay, now just... Now, I've learned over the years that, you know, two things that I'm never supposed to ask people, you know, especially females, is their age and their weight. And I think I can paint a picture here. You're a grandmother. You've got three grandchildren. And so it's not like you're a spring chicken here, you know, in your 20s and 30s. So, you know, that establishes a precedent when you talk about you're the only one that can do the two long days back-to-back as a result of what the Niken products have given you.
Well, I am 64 going on about 32.
See, I didn't even have to ask, and thank you for volunteering
that.
No,
you didn't. No, physically, you know, I'm able to do the things I want to do, and I have been able to, because I've been involved with 4-H for 25 years in the 4-H horse program, mm-hmm. I'm always associating with younger people. And, you know, it's inspirational because I get energy from the kids, but I also find a lot of heartbreak in working with families and with parents. And I when we hear that people are breaking down sooner, that is true. I see that both in my patients. I've been in my office for 36 years. So,
wow.
So these people are like my friends, and so I have monitored their health. Well, every time they come in, we review their medical history.
Mm-hmm.
And so in checking their medications, in recording their... And I just put down shoulder problems, back problems, knee replacement, whatever. And recently we had a woman that we had to refer to a specialist because of an unbelievable tissue change in her mouth. And they say the mouth is a mirror of the body's health, but if you know what you're looking for, you can see all kinds of deficiencies and imbalances. Well, this was a drastic change, and so we referred her to a specialist. I've worked with him, and he called me and was asking me some questions, and it triggered a thought, so I pulled out her chart, and I went back over the last 12 years and ended up with this chronological report of all the things that she had complained about, and you could see this progression. And one of the things that I really believe is that when you rarely see one problem in a person, when things are out of balance, you usually see multiples, and over a period of time, that increases. So it was really an aha for me, and so I started looking at some of my other patients who had no medications, and then pretty soon they were in one, and then they jumped to three medications. And right along with this come all of their complaints, even though they're on the medication, the quality of their life is really being impacted.
Okay, because, I mean, we're all, as adults, we can be honest and smart enough to say, okay, medications really, do they treat the problem, or do they kind of just mask or band-aid the symptom or the feeling that we get, and we can't, you know, go back and get the thing back on course like it should be. Now, Penny, I'm curious, and I don't mean to interrupt your story here or your train of thought, but were you always this observationalist or this much of a, you know, a person that was, you know, paying attention to everything, or for you was it just a job that you went in? I mean, obviously you're caring for your patients as a hygienist and working in that environment for so long. But were you always in tune to, as you said, the mouth is a mirror to the body? Or was it, did it come as of late, you know, recent years?
No, I think I've always believed that, and as my daughter told me, well, about 25 years ago, she thought she wanted to be a hygienist, and I had her come in the office and observe. And about the third patient, she said, "Don't you get tired of doing the same thing, Mom?" I said, you know, I would if it were the same thing, but every patient is different, and every
sure.
patient can be different every time. I said, it's kind of like going on treasure hunts, and you're looking for clues. And she looked at me, how long have you been doing this? Way too long, Mom, that you go on treasure hunts at people's mouths. But it's true. You know, you're looking for little clues. And I think I've always been a people person. In fact, I'm going to tell just a little bit about my initial story. And I think you'll see why this nurse thought that I would be a good ECAN consultant.
Now, is this one, this nurse a patient as well, or?
Well, I'll make
or a friend.
That.
Okay. I don't want to jump the gun here at all.
I know.
But again, I'm doing the treasure hunt right now because
yeah.
I'm like, well, now you really got my curiosity up here.
Well, good, good. Well, in November of 98, I had taken a group of kids from Washington State to Kentucky for a national competition. And after the competition was over, we had 4 days to sightsee. And so I was driving through 5 different cities with this van, with parents, kids, suitcases. And on our last morning, we were on a country road, 2 cars, going to our last breeding farm, and we ended up in an accident.
Mm.
And here again was a health issue. A little 73-year-old woman blacked out, came across the road, hit us, and sent us flying into a stone wall. And because of the way that my body was turned, I was trying to see where she was because she was driving very erratically, and I turned and wham, she hit us. For 9 months, I ended up with a right shoulder and a right hip that were non-functional. And I could use my hands, but I could not move this arm. And I shuffled. I could not do stairs. I could do nothing with my horses. I couldn't walk any distance. And when I was able to do my hygiene because I was just part-time, and my staff was amazing. They did everything they could to make it as easy for me as they could. But when I wasn't working, I was either in physical therapy, massage therapy, chiropractic, orthopedic doctors, and I just wasn't getting better. And then one day, this new patient came into my office. Now, we have probably 40 dentists in this area. We have 4 hygienists in our office. She could have ended up in any office, any hygiene gym in my room. So I don't believe in coincidences.
No.
Oh, it's part of his plan. But she could tell, this nurse could tell, that I wasn't able to use my body. And so she asked me about it, and I just said I'd been in a car accident. Well, then she shared her amazing story and asked me if I would like to learn more. And, you know, my story, Vance, is a story of hope because it's it's hopeful for people that I think had their life impacted by physical problems that really, eliminate their freedom to do what they want to do.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also a story of hope for people that might be looking for a supplemental income.
Okay.
A little extra there. So, and then it's a story of lessons. My dad was a very wise man, and he used to say, if you learn from your mistakes, they're not mistakes, they're lessons.
Absolutely.
That's what life is built upon. So here was a lesson. She asked me if I'd like to learn more, and I thanked her very much and said no. Because I knew.
You knew everything, right? There was nothing that you needed to learn about life?
Oh, well, I knew that one of these therapists or doctors certainly would have shared some of this with me if it really would make a difference.
Mm-hmm.
So I learned that when people say no, they're really saying not now.
Mm-hmm.
So as I look back, I thought, I'm a good example of that. Well, to make a long story short, I did not get better. And I ended up, based on one of my patients who had had an amazing experience earlier with magnetics, a shoulder problem, and it turns out they were new 10 magnetics, I ended up calling the nurse back and told her I was willing to try anything because it was non-invasive and they were non-chemical.
Sure. What were you doing? Penny, just out of curiosity, what were you doing to deal with the discomfort or the agony or the pain, I mean, that you were dealing with as a result of this accident?
Basically, seeing therapists.
Okay, so just...
No, I couldn't really walk any distance because of my hip. I couldn't do... And I had been a yoga person.
Oh, wow.
And I could not do any yoga. I could not use my shoulder. I couldn't use his hip. And the amazing thing, here's another lesson, Vance, is because of my hip, I wasn't able to sleep. And
wow.
What happens is the months go on and you're not sleeping and you become more sleep deprived is I became very depressed.
Mm-hmm.
And I've always been an upbeat person. And there was no joy in my life. So another lesson that I learned is when you are hurting, it affects everyone around you.
Well, I think the phrase is, if mama ain't happy, nobody happy.
Right?
Something along that line.
That's
yeah, and
right.
I'm sure that, Matt, it's Everett or Ev is your husband's name?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So what was, how was he dealing? I mean, did you guys do the Ricky and Lucy bed, situation where he went to another part of the house because mama wasn't happy anymore?
Well, bless his heart. He was amazing because he had to take over all the ranch chores. Yes, I could do nothing. Now, and I board horses as well as have my own horses, and I was doing showing at the time. Of course, that came to a screeching halt.
Sure.
But he just picked up all the slack, and basically he would feed me, and I would try to go to bed because
wow.
I was so tired, and then I could not sleep. So it really showed me how important sleep is.
Mm-hmm.
If you could see my house right now, I really do Christmas. And that Christmas, oh yeah, we have, as I shared in Salem, we have the whole toilet paper. I mean, I love Christmas. Christmas that year for us was a poinsettia on the table.
That was the extent of your decoration.
It was, everything was too much effort. And
So I stopped you at one point. You called the nurse back.
I called her back.
And?
And she loaned me some, and because we're all consultants, I know we don't talk about individual things, but she loaned me a couple of minis.
Okay.
That I sandwiched on my shoulder, and it was amazing. Within a very short period of time, because I didn't take a lot of other medication, so my body wasn't sick, it was just that it was hurting.
Okay.
And so I responded very quickly, and then I put them on my hip, and nothing happened. And I called her, and I told her how disappointed I was. It really helped my shoulder, but it was my hips that was keeping me from sleeping. So she told me to where are you putting them? And I said, well, on my hip. She said, put one on your back and one on your hip. So I did. So here's another lesson. I really believe that if you get the magnetics in the right place, the right amount of time, something is going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
It's a law of physics. It has to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So very soon, I was able to start walking normally. I could do stairs. I had the cheapest best of all I could.
Sure.
So that was huge for me.
Mm-hmm.
So, and all my friends that over the 9 months, my family that has gone through this with me, when they started seeing this big change, they said, what are you doing? So, I just told them they were these little magnetic things, but I didn't understand what they did or how they did it, but they did. Well, we ended up getting a magnetic mattress because we needed a new one, and we said, let's get something healthy. So only for that reason did we sign up as consultants so we could get it wholesale.
Just because you know that you want to get the wholesale discount. Now, what I find interesting is, can we name this nurse, or does she have to be a mystery?
We absolutely can. This nurse was Pat Terry.
Okay.
And
that's
so
what I was banking about 99% pretty much for sure that we were talking about Pat Terry.
Yep.
And all she did, literally, when you're talking about two magnetic ground discs, is loan you about, maybe $30 worth of product.
One other little side trip here. When I told my mother these were magnetic, she said, you know, somebody gave me these magnetic insoles, but I don't know what they did, and so she was never using them. Here's another lesson. You know, if people don't understand the value and the benefit to them of the product, if someone's just being nice and giving them a product, they should never use it.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Well, and, you know, it's interesting because I think that today, to fast forward to today, you know, if Pat were talking to you, and I'm not saying that the whole story, however, but with the introduction of the power patch, I should say the introduction of it into the North American marketplace, because we've had it in other countries already, is that, you know, two little teeny tiny, you know, 5/16 inch wide magnets with an adhesive patch placed strategically on the body, which are actually stronger than the two magnetic pads that Pat lets you use. And cost factor, we're not even talking in the same ballpark here, that, you know, probably would have generated the same results, maybe even faster, because of the design has changed. Now, here we are 10 years later. So you guys registered wholesale to get a wholesale discount. You bought a full mattress.
Right.
And
then,
what happened?
Well, you know, amazing things. Basically, we were healthy people, and once my body got functioning again, I just assumed we would go back to what we thought was normal. But what we realized was more energy, we needed less sleep, and then I also had plantar fasciitis.
Mm.
And 2 weeks on the mattress, my husband said, you're not doing your little Chinese lady walk in the morning anymore. All these little things, and there was another lesson.
Okay, now even though that's humorous to me, I know it's a serious issue.
Oh.
Plantar fasciitis. What was the symptoms, and what were you dealing with that?
Well, the tendons on the bottom of my feet were so tight in the morning that they felt that if I were to walk normally, how you flex your foot, that they would snap. So I walked flat-footed, little tiny choppy steps into the bathroom, and that became normal. So here's another lesson. You know, people start. Things that become more common or routine, they start to think of as normal.
Normal, sure,
and
sure.
So, you know, as you listen to people, and I've had several people that have signed up, mainly because of another family member, and then the other person also realized the benefits that they get because what they thought was normal aging disappeared.
Did you, Penny, at any given point, there had to have been a point where you realized that, hey, Nikan has given us an incredible business opportunity with this, and some people freak out, and they're like, well, I'm not interested in the business, I just want to get the products wholesale, and yet there had to be a paradigm shift, a transition at some point for you and Everett.
Well, it happened. You know, with Pat comes Mac. And Mac had talked to me about the business, because Pat had come home and said, I've met this great gal, she's really a piece of people person, she would be great in these camps. Of course, remember, I wasn't interested.
Mm-hmm.
And so when Mac started talking to me about the business, I said, Mac, you know what? I've got my hygiene. I've got my horses. I've got my boarding. We've got three rentals. We've got the Baskin and Robbins. I don't need that. He said, okay. So what happened is as people started coming to me and saying, what did you do? I referred him to Mac. Well, all of a sudden, one day he called me. He said, you know what? You've got a business going. And I said, oh, no. He said, oh, yes. So when the checks started coming, this was like, oh, now I see. You know, and so I realized that I could work this into my lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
And once you get started, and it just takes on a life of its own.
Sure.
You know, so now I've cut back on my hygiene 2 days a week, and it's primarily because of my patients and the staff that I just, you know, really love like family.
Now, I think the way when we were chatting about this the other day, you said that I'm I do dental hygiene part-time and more time with Nikan, which is the trade-off,
yeah.
Which is always something. Because you obviously, you're passionate about being a hygienist because you like serving people, mm-hmm. You know, or to use the word treasure hunt again, it's always an interesting thing. And that's just a fascinating, you know, as you're saying, is another little, you know, caveat, another little lesson is that, you know, this is not about giving up. If you truly are passionate and enjoy something you do for a career, it's not about giving it up. It's simply that we can marry the two because you have an opportunity to continue serving people in that capacity, and yet you're also serving them with the Nikan, not only the opportunity, but also the products. And life goes on.
And what I really enjoy is showing people they have options. A lot of
sure.
times people have given up hope, and they just think this is what, you know, they're doomed to this for the rest of their life, and it's only going to get worse. Well, mm-hmm. as I listen to them, and I just say, you know, if there were a way that you could change this, or if there were a way that your mother could de-de-de-de-de, would you be interested in learning more? And I'm just going to very quickly segue into my mother. One of the benefits was not only did I benefit, but my family members have. And my mother, who was about 77 at the time, was having a lot of problems with her hands being stiff. She was a widow, and she couldn't do buttons, and she couldn't do jewelry. But what she shared with me one day was that her hands were so stiff in the morning, she could not pour her coffee. So every morning, and I didn't know this, she's not a complainer, but every morning she started her day off this way.
Mm.
And I called Pat because I didn't know what this company did or what it had or anything. And so I called Pat and said, do you have anything for hands? And what she suggested was that my mom take the May boys out and roll those in her hands. And bingo, instantly she could start using those hands in the morning.
And you know, now is your mom Penny in the Seattle area as well?
She's about 15 minutes from me in Tacoma.
Okay. And that, I mean, that people need to understand that, you know, coffee for people in the Seattle area, I mean, per capita, you know where I'm going with this, that you guys are an odd breed, that, you know, the number one coffee consumers in United States of America is
yeah.
in Seattle.
Yeah.
So if mom can't pour her coffee, we got, I mean, you know, call the National Guard, because this is serious business here.
It was very frustrating for her. And now, so we got her in a wellness home when we got our wellness home, and I'll have to tell you, Vance, she had so much energy and enthusiasm that we made her go out and get a job. And she's 86 now, and she's still working. She doesn't need to. She drives a Lexus. She has plenty of money, but it gets her out of the house, gets her around people. She's contributing and making a difference. They truly value her service, and she pushes a big mail cart for 4 hours at a hospital. You know, and I was telling a young man this, and he looked at me and he said, so does this mean if I get a wellness home, I have to work till I'm 86? And I laughed and I said, no, but the beautiful thing is you have a choice.
Exactly. Exactly.
You know, you can do it if you want, and you're not mm-hmm. confined to a wheelchair or a recliner. Or sitting in a room by yourself in a nursing home.
Yeah, I mean, later today, it's interesting you make that notation. You can, because if you want to, later today I'll be seeing, she's my great aunt, and she's 94 years young, and she just retired this year.
Mm.
Just retired from her day-to-day activities, and she said, I'm not quitting. I got plenty to keep me busy and to work on. She said, I got to quit going into the office every day.
That's great.
Because she could.
Yeah.
And she utilizes several of the Nikan products, and
yeah.
it's a wonderful to give people that option. Now, Penny, as we tie a bow on our conversation here for the sake of time,
mm-hmm.
is there one tip, because you've given several lessons that I've noted that, you know, when talking to people, ask them the questions, if we could tweak this a little bit in your life, if we could allow you to do this a little bit more, would it be, you know, worth you investigating? Would you be interested in taking a look at it? And then the interaction between you and your husband, and then how you've continued to share Nikan with the people you come in contact with. Is there one thing that if you had to describe that has been a success for you in building Nikan as a business, up to the level where you're at today to bring in, you know, extra residual income. Is there one little, you know, caveat that's been kind of a secret for Penny Royce?
Well, you know, I think for so many years, because it was the product that I felt, you know, saved me from this life of no sleep and depression. For so many years, I was product-oriented. Mm. And I think I had the big shift when I went silver. And I didn't do that. The other part of hope in my story is I wasn't on the fast track. It took me about 3 years to go silver because I was just sharing products. And then it took me about another 3 years to go gold. And then I realized, oh my gosh, I was kind of the missing link for Pat and Max to go Royal Diamond. And I decided that you know, the little minis and the insoles weren't going to do it. And so I went out looking for business builders. And bingo, they were in my downlines that had kind of faded away.
Wow.
And I went back to these people and I just said, you don't know what this company is doing, you no longer know what products they have, and I have grown so I can help you.
Interesting. I have grown so I can help you.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they jumped on the bandwagon and they got so excited, and I was able, because I had shifted to more of a leadership role rather than just putting band-aids on people.
You were kind of a liaison of sorts. You were just kind of the middle person to say, oh, yeah, I know you can use this product or you can do this. And all of a sudden you were empowering these people, as you said, I can help you. You were giving them probably the missing link that they didn't even know they were looking for. And yet from the business model that Nikan provides for us, that we can be servant leaders. And you made that transition.
Well, and that is our purpose, I think, is to be serving others. And I had to shift and realize that for a lot of people, the biggest pain in their life is the stresses that come with finances.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we're going to be seeing much, much more of that. So
sure.
We have such a wonderful gift to offer.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's the wonderful thing. At lunch yesterday, I was having lunch with Carrie Macklin, one of the Royal Diamonds in our organization, and we asked our waitress, our server, and some very poignant questions, not to try and, you know, present Nikan to her, just to kind of get the feel of, you know, how the industry and the hotel restaurant industry, because this was a restaurant in the hotel. And what was fascinating was her response. And she said, well, when times get tight and times get tough, people are going to seek ways to make more income. They're going to go out and find it. If it's a second job or a third job, I said, so what are you doing? And she said, well, I've gone back to doing accounting. I said, from home? And she said, uh-huh. I said, so you're doing that to supplement what you're not earning as a waitress? And she said, exactly. She said, all my friends are doing the same. We're looking for other opportunities. I thought, wow, imagine that.
Mm.
So there we go. So, well, Penny, thank you so very much for sharing your story, because I know this has been a huge inspiration to me. And if people didn't catch this, the 4-H program that you're with is obviously in the equestrian industry, and so a little tidbit of information there if we miss that at any point. But Penny Royce, and it's R-O-Y-S-E, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that this recording will be available at growinginwellness.com. If you've got somebody that you think Penny's story will be beneficial to you. And if you're listening via the recording and you want to join us live, the phone number is simply 319-279-1000, and it's code 62862. Again, 319-279-1000, 62862-POUND. And our guest again has been Penny Royce. And again, thank you, Penny, so much. And please give our love to the rest of our family. And I'm just glad, especially this time of year, that you get to go full tilt in decorating your house for Christmas. The greatest holiday that ever existed, because one poinsettia is not enough.
And,
no, not going to cut it.
Well, thank you for having me, and have a blessed holiday.
All right, you too, Penny.
Thank you.
Thank you, everybody, for joining. Look forward to having you next week. Bye-bye, everyone.